As reported earlier, it was the right-wing German Thule Gesellschaft, or Thule Society, an offshoot of the Teutonic Knights, that formed the nucleus of the fledgling Nazi Party. Whether or not the infamous Illuminati still exists, its credo, "the end justifies the means," lives on in the hearts of the corporate owners of today, globalists who value the blending of state and corporate power, the very definition of fascism. One organization that forms the connective tissue between these various secret groups may be the shadowy Bilderberg Group, powerful men and women, many of European royalty, who meet in secret each year to discuss the issues of the day. This reclusive group is considered by researchers to be the center of the world's social and economic manipulation, yet the Bilderberg meetings receive virtually no coverage in the corporate mass media, even though well-known American journalists such as William F. Buckley and Bill Moyers attend. Founded by Prince Bernhard, the Bilderberg Group is composed of the inner core elite of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. The name Bilderberg has been identified with the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek, Holland, where the group was first discovered. But some researchers claim the name was derived from an IG Farben subsidiary, Farben Bilder. Prince Bernhard was a director of Farben Bilder in the 1930s. Dutch Prince Bernhard, full named Bernhard Julius Kort Karel Godfried Pieter, Prince of the Netherlands and of Lippe-Biesterfeld, was the primary impetus for the Bilderberg meetings. As previously noted, Bernhard was a former member of the Nazi Schutzstaffel, or elite guard, and an employee of Germany's IG Farben in Paris. In 1937, he married Princess Juliana of the Netherlands and became a major shareholder and officer in Dutch Shell Oil, along with Britain's Lord Victor Rothschild. In England, after the war, Rothschild and Polish socialist Dr. Joseph Hieronym Ratinger encouraged Prince Bernhard to create the Bilderberg Group, which began as unofficial meetings between members of Europeans' wealthy elite. The official creation of this highly secret organization came about in the early 1950s, following discussions between Prince Bernhard and Dr. Rettinger, a founder of the European movement after World War II. Rettinger became known as the father of the Bilderbergs. Rettinger was brought to America by Avril Harriman just after the war, when Harriman was U.S. ambassador to England.